Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting third. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tom Upton. Batting second. The left fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting third. The center fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Arft. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Wood. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frankie Gustin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Owen Friend. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Albrecht. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ed Albrecht. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into center field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton takes first base on ball four. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Upton moves to second. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to second for the out. Upton moves to third. Two outs. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Browns. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Easter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Easter moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin takes first base on ball 4. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gustin. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boudreaux applying the tag. One out. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Albrecht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Albrecht hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreaux. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Upton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Boudreaux moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 0-for-1 in the game. Cocos takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0-for-1 in the game. Arft hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wood strikes out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gustin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Lemon moves to third. It's 3-1, Browns. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arft fields it and throws to second for the out. Lemon scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Browns. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend misplays the ball. That's an error on Friend. Vernon moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Vernon moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Vernon scores. Mitchell moves to third. Easter moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 3, Browns, 3. Luke Ridlow now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doby is hit by the pitch. Mitchell scores. Easter moves to third. Gordon moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Easter scores. Gordon moves to third. Doby moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Indians. Ribs Rainey now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 1 in the game. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ribs Rainey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rainey strikes out. Two outs. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Upton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a pop-up towards third. Gustine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. he's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton misplays the ball. That's an error on Upton. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vernon goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kokoes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kokoes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0 for 2 in the game. Arft hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sievers moves to second. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wood hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's, Indians 6, Browns, 6. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gustin hits a line drive into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 6. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon strikes out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doby. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Upton applying the tag. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sievers. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Rosen goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6, Indians. Tom Farrick now pitching. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 2 in the game. Friend strikes out. One out. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick strikes out. Two outs. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Upton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 6. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arf scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitchell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kokoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kokoz takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Arft hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Don Lenhart pinch runs for Hank Arft. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 6 RBIs. Wood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Wood reaches second base with a double. Lenhart moves to third. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gustin strikes out. There goes Wood. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Lawler. Here's the throw, and he's safe. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 6. The Indians will come to bat. Don Lenhart now playing first base. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Easter hits a line drive into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Gordon trying to get to third. Wood throws the ball into Gustin, who tags Gordon for the out. 2 outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doby moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Farrick. Doby moves to third. Rosen moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin juggles the ball. That's an error on Gustin. Doby scores. Rosen moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-6, Indians. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-3 in the game. With a walk, Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosen scores. Hegan moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-6, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Farrick. Hegan moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Thurman Tucker now playing left field. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Billy DeMars pinch hits for Owen Friend. Billy DeMars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMars hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Ray Coleman pinch hits for Tom Farrick. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0-3 in the game. With a walk, Upton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 6. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.